Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I will stand up for what I believe in. I will never give up, no matter how hard it is, because I believe in myself. In spite of my obstacles, in spite of my weaknesses.
Stop making excuses, take control of your situation, and rise to your potential.
Because that's how I do life. My butt is up early, I show up on time, I do what I say, I dot my I's, I cross my T's. Man up, get it done, boom.
Nobody can destroy you if you won't let them. Don't let them. You are a man. Stand up and be a man.
Man up, stop crying. The decisions you make right now is up to you. You crying about something that happened to you when you was a kid. You ain't even no kid no more. You a grown man. Take full ownership. The stupid stuff you doing, your parents didn't make you play no video games. And what you crying about? So what, your daddy wasn't there? What you crying about? You ain't 10 no more. Man up.
So I had to learn to man up very quickly. And I think that was an edge, because I had to learn how to make money. I had to learn how to make friends. I had to learn how to fight. I had to learn how to defend myself. I had to learn how to defend my family. When our back's against the wall, you have the instinct to want to protect your family. You see, all the instincts are in here. It's pulling those instincts out. And sometimes to pull out the right instincts requires some travesty or crisis or challenges to go through.
So human up. Get up and get on it, because the weak will struggle. Success is reserved for those that are the strongest.
And so every time I would need to pull the trigger on something and there was resistance and reluctance, those five words, it's time to man up. And then I would do it.
And you need to have the courage to follow through. Quit half-assing yourself.
Every time I've risen the standards, people have made me feel guilty that maybe I'm raising it too high. Maybe I'm too tough on my guys. Maybe I'm too edgy. And I expect everybody to step up and man up and woman up. Maybe I'm a little too demanding. Maybe I shouldn't raise my standards to this level. Don't let them confuse you. You keep raising the standard.
And guess what? I had to get up even though it was hard, and I had to take ownership of my life, take ownership of my time, take ownership of my day.
Sometimes, man, we really gotta teach ourselves how to be a man. Along that journey, we'll bump our head and then learn a lesson.
You know, dig deep and do what you have to do.
It's time to man up and become a man.
My number one competition is me. It's always you versus you.
You have to work hard. Everybody in this room knows if it's worth something to you, you got to put in the effort. And I always like to say it's the work we put in when nobody's watching that really matters.
You versus you. You got to be the one to get up every morning, be disciplined, put in the consistent daily hard work, because that gains success.
Because my old man taught me that. Right? Got to work, get your ass in the gym and work.
How hard do I work? I work hard.
You have a f***ing insane schedule.
4 o'clock in the morning, I wake up. 4:30, 4:45, I'm doing some sort of cardio. It's still dark outside. I do this, and then I'll have breakfast, and then I will go gym for about an hour, and then I'll go to set. Like, I'm gonna be the baddest motherfucker walking.
You gotta be the hardest workers in the room. And don't f*** the opportunity up. What I have found is that when you take that kind of action, that kind of step of following your gut and your intuition, taking that step, whatever it is, the universe has a funny way of meeting you halfway. Realize there's more and think more. Think for more. You don't have to be just this. Man, the work ethic, the drive, that hunger to compete, it never goes away. The person I compete with most is just me. It's you versus you.
It's time to stay focused. It's time to decide clubs, partying, trying to fit in and socialize, rub elbows with everybody so people can stop calling you weird. Why are you so antisocial? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you staying on the basketball court so much? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you out there practicing in the hot sun when ain't nobody else out there? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you not clubbing? Like, every time I text you and invite you to go do something fun and cool, you always studying. Because I'm trying to get it.
I'm just thinking how funny it is where I'm going to be tomorrow morning and my competition still drinking down their fears and their, you know, trying to escape their current reality, you know, Friday night party. So they're going to go out there and party it up and everything else to find some relief to the stressful life they live in. That's a bull temporary relief. I'm working tonight for a permanent relief. That's why I laugh. I laugh on how much further I'm getting ahead of them.
Mental toughness isn't something that you sample. It's something that you live in every day. So when something hard would happen to these kids, like in Hell Week, it would draw on something that made them very insecure. And they look for comfort. Whenever hardness comes, and you don't know what it is, it may be different for you than it is for me, but you go back to your insecurities. And then when you go back to your insecurities, you then look for comfort within those insecurities. And we all look for that cookie that your mom used to give you,
right,
when you were sad,
yeah,
when you were sick. We look for our wife or our husband. We look for comfort. It's in those moments you must retrain your mind to think differently.
What if I told you this was the last Monday morning of your life?
How do you stay driven? I'm gonna ask you a question. How don't you stay driven? Let me get this right. You won the lotto of the universe, which is you are a human being on earth, and you're not driven, and you're not fired up, and you're not going for it, and you're willing to sit like a lump and just wait till you die. You suck.
It gets harder for anybody that's living and breathing. So no matter what you do, you gotta keep moving forward. Strong in the trenches.
You don't know where you're going. You're lost. You know what I mean? You have no direction. So for me, I felt like both of them together, when you have the vision and you're able to manifest, but then you also put the work in, magic happens, man. Magic. That's where the magic is. But a lot of people never get there. Unfortunately, a lot of people, we're blessed that we can dream.
Right? I got to get stronger. I got to train differently. The weight training program that I'm doing, I got to tailor it for an 82-game season, so that when the playoffs come around, my legs are stronger and that ball gets there. So I look at it with rationale and say, okay, well, the reason why I shot air balls is because my legs aren't there. I go, well, next year they'll be there. That was it.
Done.
Come on, where are your values behind the scenes? What do your habits look like behind the scenes? Come on, what kind of work are you putting in behind the scenes? Come on, drop down and give me 50. Come on, write it again. Come on, believe it again. Come on, sing again, record the song again. Come on, I'm talking to that athlete. I'm talking to that musician. Come on, who are you out there? When you are committed, you give everything you have. Every single day. You are either losing ground or gaining ground. The choice is yours. This time, make it personal.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry in to the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Can I ask you a question? Are you that person who sits there on the couch for hours just scrolling through social media? Are you that person at work, you just looking at the clock and you can't stand your boss? Are you that person that's always making excuses and always justifying, and you're expecting this big life, you're expecting big money, you're expecting to go to that next level, and then everybody's fault but yours? You're talking about your mama, you're talking about your daddy, you're talking about your neighborhood and how you grew up. You had all these excuses to justify exactly where you are. I'm talking to you right now. Is that you?
You could have changed. You could have transformed your body. You could have bettered your relationship. You could have changed your career. You chose the life you're living right now. My question to you is, are you going to choose to do it again for another year? Are you going to take action, or are you going to waste another 365 days?
It means staying dedicated to your mental, because you know that when you have the mental fortitude, nothing will break you.
This year, it's your year. And I need you to eliminate any doubt. I need you to eliminate any fear and go get it. Focus, lock in.
In your life, stop being a spectator and start being a participant. Woo! Stop being a spectator in other folks' life and start being a participant in your life. Stop being a social media groupie, being a spectator in everybody else's life, and become a participant in your life by doing two things. Trust me, read a book once a week, and that could be a powerful transformational. Go and get a certification. Go back to school, man. Get smarter, get brighter, become an expert. You choose the two things you need to do. You probably already know. But if you can do these two things consistently, my friend, and lock in, this next year is your year.
It doesn't matter if you feel like it. It doesn't matter if you enjoy the task or not. If you want the results, show up and do the work.
The only thing you have ahead of you is a bunch of blank pages. Your story is still waiting to be written. The best part of that, you are holding the pen. So get writing and get doing. Get building. It's never too late to start creating the life you always wanted.
Are you ready to stop procrastinating? To let go of self-doubt and push through rumination? Are you ready to move through every challenge and become the person you were always meant to be?
And once you create this mental fortitude, you'll find out that you're capable of anything that you want to achieve, my friend. To push past that diagnosis, to make it through school, to push past and pursue your business, despite what anybody has to say.
Stop waiting on outside forces, external forces, to write your script, to write your narrative. No, that is up to you.
What you don't change, you choose. So if you are going into 2025 and you don't like your body and you don't do anything to change it, you are choosing to live there. If you're going into 2025 and you don't like your relationship, you don't feel fulfilled, loved, and happy, and you don't change it, you are choosing to stay there. If every day you dread going into work because you hate what you do and you want to pursue a different passion, but you don't change it, you are choosing it. And the beautiful thing is that you have all the power within you. You don't need me, you don't need anybody else to tell you what you're capable of. You just need you.
Lock in, focus. If you keep talking and never doing, you're gonna get exactly what you got each and every year before, nothing.
If your if ain't strong enough, you'll never get to your then. Lock in, you can get anything you want.
No breakdowns, only breakthroughs. Keep pushing, keep grinding, keep striving, and you will see where your life takes you. Heights you never thought you would reach, places you never thought you would go. Your bank account on extra large, your life on inner peace, your life on serenity, your life on get up and get after it. This is a great year to win. Lock in.
Stop wasting your time being a spectator in somebody else's life and start becoming a participant in your own life by having good habits and good rituals and simply doing the two powerful things that can be transformational for you, because I know this is your year.
The life you want isn't out there somewhere. It's here. It's in your power to create it.
You need to understand, what you don't change, you choose. Are you gonna yell at that morning person that makes you sleep in every day and say it's time to change? Are you gonna go into your work with a different mentality to get that raise or get out of that situation and start your own business? Are you gonna step up or are you gonna fall down? Right now you are faced with a choice. Change or remain the same.
You see, my friend, there's no such thing as negative self-talk when it comes to mental fortitude, because all you think is finishing. All you think about is persevering through. All you think about is achieving what they say you won't achieve, my friend, because you created that wire. You created that mental toughness within yourself, and it won't break you. Nothing will break you.
All gas, no brakes. That's the way you live your life. Maximum effort, maximum heart, maximum soul.
If you want to blow up, then you got to do two things. You choose the two things. But trust me, two things can be powerful. One thing might be some new friends. One thing might be getting up early. One thing might be working out, get your mind right. One thing might be reading books. You decide your two things.
Start believing in you so you can go into 2025 with an elevated mentality. So you can go into 2025 with a driven mindset.
Do what you need to do on a daily basis. As a matter of fact, do what you need to do the night before to make sure you get up when you say you're gonna get up and you do the things that you say you're gonna do. Absolutely no excuses. This is your year. This is your time. This is your moment. I just need you to own it.
This next year is your year. All you gotta do is lock in.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
Save big money on everything for your projects now at Menards. Plastic lattice panels are durable, low maintenance, and are easy to install. They're a great accent for deck skirting, garden trellises, and creating privacy walls. We stock a huge variety of colors and sizes to fit your project. Save big on lattice at Menards.
Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
You see, it comes a time in every individual's life when they have to change their mindset. They got to change their work ethic. And what I want to talk to you, ladies and gentlemen, today is the topic of the 4 a.m. mentality. You see, when I was in a shelter, homeless, I realized the only way that I can make it in this life is if I get up and work while they play. Grind while they complain. And then I heard a whisper. It was a whisper for some of the greatest voices I've ever heard.
So it started off 4 o'clock in the morning. I work out twice before everyone wakes up.
And sometimes the fella's will is stronger than the man who's actually better physically, and the determination weakens the other man just to see him so determined.
When I get to a point where I feel I can improve as a player, I walk away from the game.
What you do now and what you decide now at this age may well determine which way your life shall go.
You see, life's a journey. And sometimes we gotta get up before the sun to make it happen. I ain't no fancy speaker or nothing, but I've been around the block and I've learned a thing or two about making a commitment to myself. You ever heard that quote, "The early bird catches the worm"? Yeah, it might sound cliche, but there's truth in these words. It's about getting ahead of the game, being one step ahead of your own doubts and fears. Yeah, you see, I grew up in these streets. I didn't have much of anything, but I learned that to make a change in life, you gotta start with you. You gotta start today. Start getting up at 4 a.m. and prove them haters wrong. It's quiet. The world hasn't woken up yet, and that's your time. Ain't no distractions, no noise, just you. You and your thoughts. It's the perfect time to set goals, make plans, and remind yourself of what you're fighting for. You see, the only thing standing between you and your goal is the story you keep telling yourself as to why you can't achieve it. Think about that. Sometimes we're in our own way. Sometimes we allow our enemies to stop us from going after everything we want in this life. We let our childhood traumas take us away from who we truly supposed to be. But not today. Today we're gonna wake up while they sleep. Today we're gonna reach for the dreams where they said we couldn't reach them. Today we're gonna climb a bigger mountain. And we're gonna do it on time. 4 a.m. in the morning, baby. That's when the sharks hit the ocean. That's when the wolves climb the mountain. That's when greatness screams to the world. Give me more. Give me more opposition. Give me more pain. Because that's the stuff that turns us into champions. You see, when Michael Jordan used to step out on that court, he never thought about how long the game would last. He only thought about if he'd win. But he was up grinding early in the morning, before the competition entered the gym. And that's what it's gonna take for you to develop this 4 a.m. mentality. For you to turn yourself into a giant. And you'll know when you're a giant. Because when a giant stands, all he can see is more giants. Develop it. Take it in. Make it a part of your DNA. 4 a.m. mentality.
I can trace back my work ethic to, we had a little efficiency apartment in Hawaii, and we were evicted out of there, couldn't pay the rent. The rent was $280 a month. We eventually got kicked out. When we got kicked out, I was 15 years old. I'll never forget it. I was standing there at the door. There was the notice. In that moment, I saw my mom crying, and that kind of pain really impacted me. And I thought then, I want to do everything that I can to make sure we never get evicted like this again and make sure that she's never this upset again. I didn't even know what that meant at 15 years old. It just meant, I have to work. I have to work. I have to do something with my own two hands. This is the stuff that you can control. We control the controllables, as we say. The other part is a competitive nature that is in my DNA and it's in my blood, where I love the competition. I love to win, and I also love to, I love to learn. I don't say lose, I say I love to learn. So I would say it's a combination of that. For me, the work ethic comes from, I never want to be evicted again. The other side to that is a competitive nature, and that competitive nature, that never goes away.
The thing that has worked for me is to remember the hard times. I would remember that, and it allows me then to be present in the moment and understand, holy shit, the stuff I have around me right now, this is the shit that I dreamed of when I was a kid.
For me, the drive just comes from wanting to do more. I've gotten really lucky and fortunate over the years to have accomplished what I've been able to accomplish, but again, the hunger doesn't go away. I like to say I got a full plate, but I could always make room for the stuff I love. When I wake up in the morning, I have got to be running towards the thing that I want to do and not walking towards it, not, oh, I really don't feel like doing this, or God, why did I got to be running to it. And I realize that if I'm able to do that, get up in the morning and run to it, then I'm in that place of joy and happiness.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's the grind that we love and sink our teeth into and just fucking go and get after it, because I've worked hard to get here.
Whatever it is that you want to do, you've got to get after it. Mm. You got to get after it. There's no substitute for hard work. Hard work always pays.
Because a lot of times you go down the road and, you know, there's the phrase, you have to walk by faith and not by sight. A lot of times you walk by faith, not sight nor experience, and you just don't know. When I first started my wrestling career, I got there in the WWE. And I have a meeting with Vince McMahon, and Vince says, okay, he said, what's important to you? And I said, well, what's important to me is learning the business. Even though I grew up in professional wrestling, still so much to learn. And I want to be good. I want to be really good at what I do and put in the time and put in the work. In a way, and I mean this respectfully, I said, I'd like to do it on my own. I don't want to be handed anything or given anything just because my grandfather wrestled for Vince McMahon's dad in the 70s. My dad wrestled for Vince McMahon in the 80s. And I said, and I mean that respectfully. I just feel like I want to do it on my own. But we all go through our own journey and process. So there's something that I think that we all can tap into that becomes our juice and our wiring. For me, you bring up my old man. My dad was a professional wrestler at a time when professional wrestling, I think, wasn't as globally renowned as it is today. My dad was paycheck to paycheck kind of guy. And when I decided to get into professional wrestling, we had the biggest fight about it. And ultimately he said, look, I'm not too sure if you have anything to offer. I mean, it got to that level. Along the road of life, we always have these moments that are seminal moments where somebody, sometimes it's a loved one like my old man, sometimes it's a friend, sometimes it's a boss, sometimes it's a stranger who says, you can't do it, you're not good enough, don't even try, pack your stuff and go home. My back is up against this motherfucker. Every day, it's against this fucking wall. But it's up against this motherfucker because it's what I believe in. And when my back is against this motherfucker, then there's nowhere to go. But that way, that's it. Just because it's never been done doesn't mean it can't be done.
Get your ass kicked, get back up, and you put the gloves back on and you swing away.
When I got to Hollywood, I was coming out of the world of professional wrestling, WWE, and I was really determined, hopefully, to have a career that had longevity, and I was willing to put in the work and commit. But what I realized at that time was there was a lot of naysayers and there was a lot of cynicism as I was getting into Hollywood, and I get it. It was a little tricky because I was coming out of the world of professional wrestling. When I got there, a lot of people around me at that time who were my part of my management team said, listen, if you really want to make it in Hollywood, and even those who weren't part of my team, you know, now looking back, I could see the chess that they were trying to play back then. They said, if you really want to make it in Hollywood, then you can't call yourself The Rock. You got to lose weight. Don't talk about wrestling. You have to look and walk and talk and act like these guys. And these guys are the biggest stars in the world at that time. Johnny Depp, Will Smith, etc. If you don't know any better, you buy into that stuff like I bought into that back then. But then you start to realize something starts to eat at your gut about, well, this just doesn't feel right because I'm not being authentic, I'm not being myself. So finally, I said, a few years later, I said, I can't do this anymore. I have to be myself. I said, I'd like to have the same career as these guys, only bigger and different, and I mean it respectfully. And they all looked at me like I had three heads. I'm not these guys. I'm not a Johnny Depp. I'm not a Will Smith. I'm not a George Clooney. Those guys who were big stars at that time. I'm me. And the most important thing I could be is authentic.
And if at least I fail, then I fail being myself. So I got to be me.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.